Pacers put it down in Naptown, taking game one of the Eastern Finals from Miami, exactly where the Pacers want to be right now in this rematch. Of course, the home team has won all five meetings so far this season. George with 2-4. He led 6 in double figures, 19 apiece for Hilbert and West, 25 for LeBron in the 11-point loss. Game two, back in Nap tomorrow. Knicks continuing their coaching search. The word is he, as in Phil Jackson, would like to talk to another former player, Brian Shaw. Of course, he's the current coach in Denver. But before making that move, the word is Phil will allow another former player, Derek Fisher, to finish up the postseason before considering compensation to the Nets. Of course, D. Fish and OKC at the Spurs tonight, game one in the West. Who you think will make a better coach, Brian Shaw or Derek Fisher?
Brian Shaw.
Well, Brian Shaw, I thought he did wonderful last year. What they was 36 and 46, mm-hmm. something to that effect. But he had a lot of injuries in the whole nine. I thought he did a wonderful job. But the word is he's also having some problems with upper management in Denver. So they may consider such a move to let him go to New York.
I remember he had the problem with Andre Miller. That's why he ended up in Washington, D.C.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Kevin Love, yeah, Minnesota having problems with him. Of course, he let the T-Wolves know I will be a free agent after next season. So, Phil, they got a nice big man for you. Look for a trade, I expect, before the trade deadline. Don't let him just get away. Black Sports Online is reporting that Andrea Reyes is suing boxer Adrian Broner. She's one of the two women seen in Broner's sex tape. Did you see the one? He has the threesome he has going on?
I mean, come on. She knew what was going on.
Well, she wants $30,000, and she wants her lawyer fees taken care of.
She ain't trying to get no Mimi deal.
So she going to end up with $3,000 in a purse.
$30,000, that's it.
I mean, that's nothing. Baller Brian McKinney had reached a settlement with Trick Daddy's father, Charles Pops Young, sued the baller for $375,000 back in 2012 after he failed to pay for over 4,000 lap dances at King of Diamonds and another area strip club in Miami for over a period of 20 months. The baller has agreed to pay $150,000.
Wow.
I didn't know that was Trick Daddy's father.
I didn't know that either.
They still slipping and sliding in that paper, huh? And back to Brian McKinney, while he was with the Ravens, he was in love with the strip clubs in the city.
Yep.
Yes, he was. Major League Baseball, the Nationals doubled up the Mets 6-3. The Phillies over the Reds, the Royals over the Yos, and the Yankees over the Pirates. I'm Super Ken with the sports, straight from the streets.